it's gonna be a mark. Should have known.
June or last year? Was it last year?
I had never done that.
Oh, June.
Were those really recent?
Yes, it's very new.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just remember getting the email saying your name is different.
Oh, yeah, it happened. Feels like a while ago.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yep. This will make sense later. You're Mike, right?
I am.
Okay.
Is this your launch or your snack break?
You got the launch.
There's snacks out there.
I'm fine. I'm getting activated. I'm
just trying to get a bunch of stuff. Coming here.
I hear ya.
See, now it's gonna start getting tight.
Now it's gonna start getting tight.
Yeah. Crisis intervention drink.
There's a chair here.
You get it out very well. I mean, the last of the currents.
It's sitting up there when I was talking to you later. So. I just stopped to look for it.
Oh, my
I was running around grabbing stuff.
My car! Congratulations, you win the prize. This will make sense.
And of course,
no, that's my life.
Well, it's one we got in Alaska.
Oh, cool.
And the story is that
I bet most of you are Elaine Cheney. I'm with the Institute for Conservation
Education Leadership, and I helped facilitate the strategic plan a couple years ago. I'm back for the strategic plan review. I've also been helping the Johnson County Conservation with their interpretive master plan.
I'm Larry Wilson, current president of Johnson County Conservation Board.
Larry Gollick, director of the Conservation Board.
Dave Wade, National Resource Manager.
Brad Friedel, Conservation Program Manager.
Wade Schultz, Superintendent.
Charlie Gray, Park Ranger.
Will Sauer, Park Ranger.
Bill Waldy, member of Conservation Board.
Mike Carberry, Board of Supervisors.
Emily Adgers, Office Assistant.
Emily Way, Auditor's Office.
Dory Josa, Office Manager.
Alice Atkinson, Conservation Board Member.
Ben Waltz, Field Worker.
I'm Kristen Morrow, a naturalist.
Pat Harney, Board of Supervisors.
Lisa Green, Douglas, Board of Supervisors.
Mike Alexander, Natural Resource Management Specialist.
Jeremy Reed, Natural Resource Management Specialist.
Ed Kringle, Trails Keeper.
I'm Sydney Alvin, I'm the other naturalist.
Kurt Fries, Supervisor Elect.
Gary Pigeon, Field Worker.
Dave Gustus, Utility Person.
Josh Allen, Mechanic.
Terry Kenny, Field Worker, too.
Rod Sullivan, Board of Supervisors.
Janelle Redding, Board of Supervisors.
Okay, thank you. Just what, can I say a few words?
Sure.
To go ahead and start, let me say, let's keep this informal. Everybody can just relax and have fun. And I think that it's really exciting. At least it is to me. Anytime that we have the supervisors and the conservation board and all the staff in the room at the same time, we should have a really great time for the next 6 hours. And we counted, there's something like 7 or 8 of us here that weren't here 2-3 years ago when we developed the plan. So just real quickly, I just wanted to say a few words about the history of the project and how we got to where we're at. And so we started the plan 3 years ago, and I sent it out in a pre-retreat package. This was the final product that came out of it that you should have all received. And all the people that were involved in developing this plan included almost everybody sitting around the table, elected officials, the conservation board, the entire staff. In addition to that, we queried and had input from conservation leaders throughout Johnson County, and we had input from the general public. And so we went through a pretty comprehensive planning process that took a year. And at the end of the gathering, the retreat we had 2 years ago, the supervisors and conservation board recommended that we get back together after 2 years just to see how things are going. So that's what this is about. And some of the questions that we have for the small group discussions are specifically targeted at things we're doing right. We want to know where we need to improve. And so we'll get into that in the small group discussions. Another part of the pre-retreat package was that general summary of projects and staffing. And you know, I wasn't sure whether to put the staffing in there, but it's an integral part of our program and the direction it's going, so I put it in there. If any of you have questions about that, feel free to ask. And what I wanted to point out about that summary is that there's a lot of indirect relationships. So when I filled that out there, how each one of the categories relate to each one of the strategic plan focus areas, I only filled that in according to where there was a direct relationship, but everything is kind of interrelated. So then the other thing I wanted to talk about was that 3 to 4 years ago, when I started, one of the first things that the conservation board told me that they wanted to do was develop a strategic plan. And there's a lot of different consultants out there putting plans together. I had talked to Larry Wilson about the project, and we started talking to the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation to get their input, and they suggested that we contact the Institute for Conservation Leadership. It's based out of Maryland, and they're a consortium of environmental and conservation consultants that specialize in helping organizations like ours. So we contacted the Institute, and that eventually led us to Elaine. And Elaine now facilitated the entire strategic planning process. In addition to that, She came back last winter, and we held our first ever gathering of conservation organizations in Johnson County. And so we had, I think, something like 60 organizations represented. We met here at the Nature Center, talked about the state of conservation in the county. And what we did for today was piggyback on, we also engaged Elaine in development of an interpretive master plan, which helps identify priorities for our environmental education program in the department. So she was in town helping Brad and Kristen and Sydney with the interpretive master plan. And so this, the timing worked out very well. And that's really all I'll say at this point. Elaine,
I'd just like to take a quick moment to thank all of you for coming, helping us work on making this county a better county for conservation. I know you all are busy and take a lot of time and commitment to come out here and join us, especially those of you that join us for the second time and help to prepare the plan. Well, welcome back. So, but I think all, this shows how we can all work together to make conservation better in this county and in the process make the county a better place to live. And I want to thank you.
Let me just echo a little bit about that and tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. So those of you who were part of the planning process 2 years ago, remember that we had a retreat in which we brought together the Johnson County Conservation staff, their board, and the Board of Supervisors. And I think that was kind of a new way of getting everybody in the room. And there was so much energy, and it was such a wonderful meeting, and it really gave people an opportunity to not only to look at what we wanted as the vision for Johnson County Conservation, but also just for all three groups to really dialogue. And we dug down into three big strategic issues that afternoon in small groups and really had a chance to strengthen the relationships and the understanding across all, everyone that's involved in making Johnson County Conservation happen. And so the idea was, let's do this again, right? So as I recall at the end of that retreat, it was like, what if we get together in a couple of years and do kind of a review about what we've accomplished, maybe what we haven't, how's it going with the plan, what's changing? And that's really what today is all about. It's gonna be pretty quick moving. We have five kind of core questions that we're gonna ask people to work on that have to do with what's going well with the plan, what do we need to improve, what are some of the challenges that you're facing, kind of how do each of our roles work together. And the way we're gonna do that is that we're going to be spending, we have five questions and we've allotted about half an hour a question. And what will happen is you'll be in a small group with about five or six people. There'll be board of supervisors represented, the Johnson County Conservation Board member, and Johnson County Conservation staff in a group together, kind of discussing one question. Then we'll shift to a new group. You'll have a new question and you'll work on that. So it's going to be fast moving, a lot of different questions, and a lot of moving around. Now, you noticed when I came in that folks got these cute little tags, and you said you were Janelle. And we didn't get to hear your introduction, who you are, and what part you represent.
Oh, sure. I'm Amy Bauska, for those of you that don't know me, and I serve on the board.
I thought that might be you. So I did a couple of things that I wanted to be sure, a couple of things I wanted to really focus on. It's, I know you all got the electronic copy of the, this is the public version of the plan ahead of time. I'm sure you had lots of time this week to be looking at it, right? But we've also provided it to you in written form to refer to. And I want to get us focused on that a little bit before we really jump into working on this. As you recall, you ended up with six kind of major focus areas. And I put them up here just to keep us focused on them. Protect, restore, connect, water quality, partnerships, and sustainability. And for those of you who weren't involved a couple years ago, or perhaps have just been so busy you haven't kind of gone back and thought about it, right from the very first time when I interviewed thought leaders, these issues came up. Water quality came up as like the issue that people really felt they wanted to see Johnson County Conservation focus on. And of course, protecting, especially biosensitive areas and restoring those. And so it was really kind of neat the way these focus areas came out. And last winter, in January, when we pulled together all those conservation groups to just say, what do you, to kind of build relationships among them and to ask them what they saw as the key issues, darn it, the same ones didn't come out, right? So you're definitely on target. I'd like to just give us a second, a couple of minutes rather, to look through this and get it in your head. Once we start working on things, you need to kind of have it. So let's look when we start talking about protect. I was going to get people to read. Anybody love to read out loud? I don't know. I'm actually going to read these pieces now. Now, the reason I'm going to do is some of us learn by visual, some of us kind of need to hear it, and I want us to have all these things in our guts before we move forward. So, protect, that involves growing JCCB's land holdings in a managed and sustainable manner with a priority on biosensitive areas and lands along rivers and streams. There goes that water quality. Add lands to the public trust that connect to current holdings and reduce fragmentation or isolation of natural areas due to development. Acquire more land for trails. Then there's restore. Somebody, I have anybody that loves to read out loud.
Use sustainable land restoration and management practices to protect water quality and biodiversity. Restore ecosystems to the natural state. Apply restoration strategies that enhance wildlife habitat and reduce the spread of invasive species.
Connect. Expand education and outreach opportunities, especially for people who are not currently connected to nature. Two, provide a variety of outdoor recreation opportunities and with a priority on trails to meet diverse interests of Johnson County citizens. Engage people where they live through expanded outreach programs, including social media, technology, and regional opportunities. Water quality.
Be a leader in water quality by using sound water management practices on our current and future holdings. Protect land along rivers and streams, implement management plans to restore and impact communities, and promote nutrient recycling on the land. Provide educational opportunities that expand the understanding of water quality issues. Provide access to healthy aquatic communities for water-based outdoor recreational opportunities.
Partner with the other governmental agencies, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and residents when planning and managing natural and cultural resource projects. Work with the Friends of Johnson County Conservation to actively engage interested citizens in participating in and supporting the conservation program. And lastly, provide opportunities for volunteers to get involved in management and restoration of conservation areas and programs.
Sustainability.
Use public funds in a wise and fiscally prudent manner. Leverage conservation bonding funds and other public funds with support from grant programs and donations. And develop and manage public lands in a manner sustainable for the long term.
So those are the key elements of the strategic plan, the big picture objectives. And lots of things have been happening on the ground in the last 2 years to implement these. And we want to get a chance this afternoon to really explore what's working well, what maybe isn't going, what maybe you need to improve to keep implementing the plan, and some of the challenges that you're facing. So we're getting ready to start. And is there something else we need to do before we So does everyone ended up with your assignment? Let me tell you what's going to happen. We are going to break up into five tables of small groups. And if you look at your little chart here, we're going to have five different sessions. So for instance, session one will tell you what table you will be at for that session. And then when we finish up that session and we move on to the next question, you would go to whatever table is listed there. Thank you. Thank you.
Glad you like it.
Yes. Because if you've seen the chart that it took to make this, it's all there, but it's a little overwhelming. You did a beautiful job of splitting up, and this is like, so here's what we're going to do. Give me just a minute to set you guys up. So, group one will be working up in this corner. So if you are assigned to group one for session one, you'll be up here. Group two will be back here. I was wondering why you were so happy with me. You don't have to move. Group three will be here. And there are two more groups, four and five, set up in the other room. And so I'm going to ask you to actually get into your group yourself.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I'll just tell Ray for me. That's pretty cool, though.
I know. I just